You think your cell phone is a lifesaver?
It's remarkable. It's unbelievable.
This one really is. Not quite bulletproof, but close enough.
Cell phone was struck while he was on the phone, and the bullet went through the cell phone, striking his neck.
He is 51-year-old Willie Gorey. Driving this truck to the Dallas area, he decided to pull over, take an afternoon break in Willis, and get a bite to eat. He was on the phone, walking, when at least two shots were fired.
By the time I got ready to turn around, the guy fired on me and hit my cell phone, and I had my hand up. I was checking my load to see was it stable, and that's when, the shot fired and went from my cell phone to my ear inside and came out the other end, and the other shot was fired and hit the door.
They came from under the overpass, a space you can only crawl through. A space investigators say this man called home. Not all the comforts, just a few bags of belongings, and this. The man was arrested nearby minutes after the shooting. Investigators found something suspicious in his things. The bomb squad takes no chances. Police say they have no idea what may have caused the man to start shooting. His name is Fiofaki Hafoka. He's from the island of Tonga, here legally. Locals saw him often.
And he was over at the pawn shop one day. I gave him some money at the McDonald's over here for some coffee one morning. He didn't need a little change, but I never saw him do anything out of the way.
Until now.